Hey, remember the typewriter? Today they just seem like props for movie sets. That's not the case in India, though. Believe it or not, there are still people who have typing as a profession. But not for very long, it seems. The profession is on a decline. The BBC's Rahul Tandon is in Calcutta. He's been speaking with some of these typists. Rahul, tell me about the typist you met, this guy named Ajay Nayak.
He sits outside the High Court in Calcutta. He gets there early in the morning. He can't carry his typewriter home, so he puts it in a local shop nearby. He gets there, he sets it up on this little rickety table. He brings out this battered chair. And then there's a few others of his friends who sit on the same street, and they sit there and they wait. And they wait for people to come now with court documents that they may need typing up. He doesn't get much business in a day, but 20 or 30 years ago on that street where I was, you know, I spent the last few days down there chatting to him. He used to have no time to talk to people because he was so busy typing away. Now with the advent of a computer, he gets maybe a couple of clients during a daytime.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised that with computers and word processing that there is still a demand for these typists.
There is. The reason I think is still that they get some work is because people in the court suddenly have to rush out and they need a document typed up. India still, some people have computers. A lot of people don't have computers. A lot of people don't have access to computers still. So they will still come to the street typists. And I think, you know what it is when people have been there since you were small? There's a certain trust factor in there. I mean, Ajay has some clients that he's had since he started typing 35 years ago when he couldn't actually get any other job. So they will still come to them, but less and less people. I've also been to some of the colleges that used to train the street typists. Now the last college in Calcutta that runs a typing course is going to end that in a few months' time. I was in there talking to some of the young girls who were training, and they were all in the computer class. There is still in that Sufi college a classroom full of old Remington typewriters, but it lies empty all the time. When I asked them, would you like to be a street typist, they just looked at me like I was completely mad.
Well, don't they need to know the keyboard, and doesn't typewriting teach that?
That is what the college used to do. I mean, when I was in there, the principal of the college, Mr. Hamid, was still trying to get some of the girls to sit down on a typewriter, saying it was going to help their typewriting skills. But, you know, look, there's software programs now that mean that you can learn to type on your keyboard, really. I mean, you have a whole generation, I'm sure, of people in Boston who can type pretty quickly on their computer who've never been near a typewriter at all. So there are, though, I have to say, you know, as you move outside the big cities like Calcutta, if you move into some more rural areas of India where electricity is still a problem, where computers are really still something that the rich have, there are still typists who exist there. But the days when you come to Calcutta, and you know, if you walk near the police station here, Lal Bazaar, if you go near the High Court, you will see these old gentlemen sat there, often now just sitting, reading their newspapers, having a cup of tea, chatting with each other. But in front of them are these old Remington typewriters that look like they're about to fall apart at any minute as they type on the keys of them. You better come here soon to see them, because they're not going to be here for much longer.
Yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't sound like it's going to be around for too much longer. But we actually have a comment from Ajay Nayak on that.
Nowadays, I want to take my son in this profession. To sit in this footpath and to type, it is not easy. Yes, it is harder day by day because work is going very down.
And Rahul Tandon, I mean, he's not going to give his son this job. Did he take the job on from his own father?
No, he didn't, actually, but it was somebody in his family who did the job beforehand. And when Ajay was younger, he saw somebody doing this and decided that he would scrape together a few pennies, hire a typewriter initially, and start up this profession. And, Mark, I have to say, you know, I'm on a street in Calcutta at the moment. It's quite late here, and it's still full of life. The amount of concentration that you need to be a street typist is incredible, because there's traffic going on behind, in front of you. There are, you know, people just walking in and out as you're trying to type away. It does need a lot of concentration, and they sit under a little sheet of plastic that protects them from the sun and also the rain when we have the monsoon here. And there's something they're very proud about. You know, when you talk to Ajay, he says, I've typed some important documents. He used to type love letters at some point in time, a long time ago, for youngsters and as well. Now it's a very different generation. So they're very much part of the street culture. India is a part of the world where you know, the streets are full of life. People live on the streets. People sleep on the streets. And I think that when the street typists go, there will be a gap into this city. When you walk around and you hear that clickety-clack of the typewriter here in Calcutta, it's something that we're going to miss when they disappear.
The BBC's Rahul Tandon in Calcutta. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Marco.